And now we will hear again Bjorn Vita, and this will be on wind and stability at LAS. And Bjorn is from Four Wind team.
Okay. I hope you can hear me. Okay.
But I can also speak here. Now I'm going to present actually work of my colleague Gerald Steinfeld, who couldn't be here today. And please don't get confused. We have another WASA now. So for the next 20 minutes, WASA means Wind and Stability Atlas for the Southern North Sea. The work I'm presenting here has been carried out in the framework of the EU FP7 project, Cluster Design. The goal of this project is to develop a toolbox of models following an integrated approach for wind farm cluster design. So in this toolbox, we have wind flow modeling, we have a calculation of power output, of wind turbine power output and mechanical loading, we have grid interconnection, operational cluster control strategies all together in one toolbox. But this toolbox needs atmospheric and environmental conditions as input, and this will be the Wind and Stability Atlas I'm going to present here, WASA. So to generate this wind atlas, it was derived from dynamical downscaling of 20 years of global reanalysis data with WARF. The simulation period is from 1993 to 2012, although so far only 9 years of these periods have been simulated and the data is fully available. So all the results I'm going to present later are averages over these 9 simulated years. As initial and boundary conditions and nudging data, we used CFSR data from NCAR and OSTIA data. So here's something about the setup of the WARF simulations. We have 3 nested domains. The core domain is centered on the Southern North Sea, covering the Southern North Sea and the German and the Dutch coast. It has a horizontal resolution of 2 kilometers. And the outer domains have resolutions of 6 or 18 kilometers, respectively. So the number of grid points is the same in each domain. We have 62 vertical levels. We apply nudging in all domains, but in the center, in the core domain, only above the planetary boundary layer. Studies have shown that WARF simulations are very sensitive to the choice of the PBL scheme. So to evaluate which PBL scheme for this specific situation to be modeled is best, we did an evaluation of 4 PBL schemes and tested them to decide which PBL scheme to be used in the wind atlas. For this, we evaluated 1 year, 2007, and compared the WARF data with these different PBL schemes with data from a METMAST in the Southern North Sea, FINO-1. 4 PBL schemes were evaluated, the YSU scheme, the MYJ scheme, the QNSE, and the MYNN scheme. Several parameters were evaluated, including the wind speed, wind direction, air density, inverse Oberkurve lengths, it's an indicator for atmospheric stability, and turbulence intensity. So here's an example of some of these parameters from this verification test. First, the wind speed. We see here a comparison of mean profiles for that whole year 2007 from WARF with the 4 schemes and from the METMAST data from CUPS and SONICS. So in black you see the CUP data, in gray the SONIC data, and colored are the WARF results. And it turns out that the MYNN scheme, which you actually cannot see very well, it's the red one, which is almost identical with the gray line, is in very good agreement, at least with the SONIC data. So this is the wind direction, and again, the MYNN scheme performs best compared to the other schemes, although in the MYJ scheme is best concerning the mean bias. And it turns out if we filter out the very low wind speeds, then the results even get better. This is a comparison of the turbulence intensity in wind speed bins of 1 meters per second. And here it is only the MYNN scheme shown, but three different methods of calculating the turbulence intensity. And we see that one of these methods, the blue one, fits quite well, at least concerning the shape, to the measured data. So this method will then be used in the wind and stability atlas later on. But I have to say that generally the turbulence intensity is the most difficult parameter to derive from the WRF output. So here in the upper left, we see the turbulence intensity, histogram of turbulence intensity from the METMAS data, and the other plots show three of the evaluated schemes. And again, we see that the MYNN scheme has the most, or shows the most similarity with the FINO data. So the conclusion from the study, as also the other parameters not shown, are mostly best simulated with the MYNN scheme, is that for the final stability and wind atlas, we use the MYNN scheme. Now, the format of the wind and stability atlas, it consists of four parts. The total data size of the wind atlas is roughly 1 terabyte. The first part is just the geographical positions of the WRSA grid points as ASCII data. The second part is time series files for each grid point, time series over the whole 20 years. This is NetCDF data as well as our part 3 and 4. There we have the annual statistics for each year, providing information for the whole WRSA domain, and also monthly statistics for each month of the year averaged over all the simulation period. In the following, I'm going to show examples of WRSA results for parts 3 and 4 for the annual and then the monthly statistics. Here we see yearly averages of wind speed, the annual mean wind speed over the southern North Sea. We see here our simulation domain, which is the southern North Sea, including the German coastline and the Dutch coastline. And here I picked out 2 years which have quite different annual wind speeds. So there's a difference of about 1 meter per second, 1998 with quite high wind speeds and 2001 with very low wind speed. And this is the mean of the 9 simulated years, with a maximum, of course, offshore over the central or over the German Bight. The next plot shows the frequency of unstable cases in the simulated domain. And here we can see that in the 9 year average, the frequency of unstable cases is much higher offshore than onshore. And we can see that near the coast, the frequency is higher than farther offshore. This is the frequency of neutral cases. Again, we have a slightly higher frequency of neutral cases offshore compared to onshore. And we can also see that near the coast, the frequency is decreasing. And another interesting feature is that directly at the coast, we have a slight maximum of neutral cases, though we don't know the reason yet why this is. This is then the frequency of stable cases with a clear minimum offshore over the North Sea and a high frequency of stable cases over land. This plot shows turbulence intensity. Again, the 9 year average. And not very surprisingly, the turbulence intensity is lower over sea than over land. And we have a maximum, although a secondary maximum of turbulence intensity in the central part of the domain. And this is the region where we have the most frequent unstable cases and the least frequent stable cases. So now I'm going to show some monthly statistics. 2 months were compared, January and May, averaged over all the 9 years. And these 2 months were chosen because they show the most differences. Here we have the mean wind speed, averaged over the 9 years for each month, January and May. And we see that, of course, in winter, the wind speed over the sea is much higher than in May. Interestingly, the position of the maximum is shifting slightly towards the English Channel in May. Here we have the frequency of unstable cases, again in January and May. In January, we have basically no unstable cases over land, but a very high frequency of unstable cases over the sea, with the maximum again near the English Channel. And we can also see that towards the coast, the frequency of unstable cases is increasing, because here we have the land-sea transitions. In May, the picture is quite the other way around. Here we have the highest frequency over land and near the coast, and a rather little frequency or small frequency offshore over the sea. This is the frequency of neutral cases, with a strong maximum in January over the central North Sea, and generally less frequent over land. In May, it's much less frequent that we have neutral cases. I go on with the frequency of stable cases. Here is exactly the other way around than with the unstable cases. We have in January over the North Sea very, very rarely stable cases, whereas the frequency over land is very high, or more than 50%. In May, the picture is quite different, so we have a strong variability over sea. This is very interesting. And finally, the turbulence intensity. If you look at the May picture, this is as it is used to be, that the turbulence intensity over the sea is much less than over land. This is nothing new. But if we look at the January picture, very interestingly, here the turbulence intensity over the sea is larger than over the land. And the reason for this is that in January we have mostly unstable cases over the sea, whereas over the land in most days we have stable situations. I conclude the presentation. First, the sensitivity test on the PBL schemes. The result was that the MYNN scheme performed best and was recommended for the WARF simulations, for the wind instability simulations, at least for the wind resource assessment in the southern North Sea. But further work is required to improve the accuracy of the turbulence intensity information derived from WARF. We saw that the atmospheric conditions over the southern North Sea are quite heterogeneous. We saw also that unstable stratification is dominant over the southern North Sea. And an interesting result was that in the winter we encounter larger turbulence intensities over sea than over land. So here are some acknowledgements. And then I leave you with the references and thank you for your attention.
Did somebody got a question? Yes, please.
Thanks for a nice presentation. Considering that we're offshore, I was wondering if you could comment a little bit about the interaction with the ocean. What's the source and resolution of the sea surface temperatures you're using, and any considerations about, you know, further coupling?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Actually, we are using the Ostia data for the sea surface temperature, and I'm afraid I cannot tell you what the resolution is because I did not do the work. So, but I can provide you with the contact details of Gerald who did the work.
Yes, more questions? Yes, please.
Thank you. Could you say a bit more about the three methods of calculating turbulence intensity you tested?
I'm afraid again. I'm sorry. I cannot tell you.